Lawyers for mining giant Adani proposed a plan to act as the company's trained attack dog, using the legal system to silence critics, pressure government and bankrupt activists. The ABC has obtained a marketing document outlining a strategy to wage war on Adani's opponents and bring the controversial Carmichael mine to life. Critics say it's corporate bullying in action. Adani says it won't apologise for pursuing its legal rights. Josh Robertson has this exclusive report.
Alex Moriarty was a senior partner at Brisbane law firm AJ & Co. until he quit suddenly last October. One client was Adani. The firm won Adani's business after drawing up a proposal called Taking the Gloves Off. The ABC has obtained the document, which outlines its litigation strategy to act as a trained attack dog.
Corporate lawyers who describe themselves as their clients' trained attack dogs can only harm their clients' reputation.
The document promises to wage war on opponents of Adani's contentious Carmichael Coal project. It recommends using the legal system to pressure government and silence commentators who spread untruths. It urges Adani to bankrupt unsuccessful legal opponents, use private investigators and criminal lawyers to target activists, and work with police to prompt action against protesters. A section called Play the Man says social media is a tool to use against decision makers who may show evidence of bias.
Like a well-trained police dog, our litigations know when to sit and shake and when it's time to bite.
Alex Moriarty says this language is a bridge too far. Mr. Moriarty also alleges he was assaulted by a colleague in a dispute over how to deal with the mining giant. Queensland police are investigating. The ABC understands the alleged confrontation did not involve physical contact. Queensland's Deputy Premier Jackie Trad says she's alarmed by the strategy.
We've seen the attacks on government. They clearly don't like the role that the independent regulator is performing in terms of using science to make recommendations around final approval. Like most Australians, don't want to see us go down an Americanisation path of heavy litigation and corporate attack.
AJ & Co has since acted for Adani in a string of matters. It's pushing in the federal court to bankrupt Adrian Barragubba, who represents some traditional mine site owners against Adani. His niece, Marawa Johnson, from the Wangan and Jagalingu Family Council.
My uncle Adrian has been public enemy number one for Adani. Their strategy has definitely changed. It's become more aggressive.
A day after ABC revealed Adani was under investigation for unlawful site works last September, the Environmental Defender's Office received a letter from AJ & Co it says was clearly designed to intimidate. AJ & Co later applied under Freedom of Information for ABC journalist Mark Willis's expenses and documents relating to that story. In November, it threatened legal action against environmental campaigners Market Forces over lobbying of South Korean investors. Julian Vincent is Market Forces' chief executive.
It was designed to stop us from doing what we were intending to do on this trip, and it is entirely reasonable for people to speak up and voice their concerns.
Adani says it won't apologise for pursuing its legal rights. AJ & Co didn't comment.
Josh Robertson, and in a statement to the ABC, Adani says, like many organisations, it has a panel of law firms that service its business on a wide range of matters to ensure it's complying with Australia's legal and regulatory frameworks. It won't comment in detail on the legal firms it uses, their marketing material, and any matters where those firms represent it or the advice it receives.